It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, this time you went to one that a lot of us are looking forward to, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah, I finally got to this one, directed by Mariel Heller, who directed one of my favorite films from 2018, Can You Ever Forgive Me, starring Melissa McCarthy. So this is a very different film, and it's a very different film for a couple of reasons. Fred Rogers, played by Tom Hanks, in a wonderful performance, and he'll probably be nominated in the supporting category. He is not the main character in this film. This film is based on an Esquire article written some years ago by a writer named Tom Junod. Now, he is played in this film by Matthew Rice, who in the film, the character's name is Lloyd Vogel. So it's loosely based on this article he wrote. The writer of the article is very cynical. He writes exposés, investigative pieces, and he's assigned to go do a story on a Heroes segment about Fred Rogers, and he does not want to do it. Now, his home life is a little complicated. He's just had a baby. His wife's staying home. He's not really adapting very well to the baby. So when he goes to interview Fred Rogers, played by Hanks, that's really where the film takes off. And Fred Rogers is essentially a vehicle in this film to help Matthew Rice's character become a better person because he's disarmed by Fred Rogers. The best scenes in the film are when he's interviewing Tom Hanks. And he'll ask him questions, but Hanks, as Rogers, kind of turns it back on him. What issues are you dealing with? Well, his character's dealing with father issues. He is very much anti-father, played by Chris Cooper in the film, Oscar winner. We don't know what those issues are. They eventually are revealed. So essentially, it's a film about him growing as a person and becoming less cynical because he encounters Mr. Rogers. Now, Hanks is phenomenal in this performance. At first, you see Tom Hanks playing Fred Rogers, but eventually that calm demeanor, the warmth and humanity of the man who may have been the nicest person of the 20th century comes out through Hanks' performance. What I liked a lot less about the film was that the character of Lloyd Vogel, played by Matthew Rice, is kind of an unlikable on-screen character, and he's the main character. So to me, the film is far less interesting when Tom Hanks is not on screen. I understand they're trying to not make a Fred Rogers biopic, which I think would have been a mistake as well. But the problem is Rice's character is less interesting than Fred Rogers. And I think that's my problem with the film. Most people have liked this film. I found the story structure to be a little odd, a little strange. You'd think this would be a very simple film, but the way Heller constructs it, it's almost like we're supposed to care more about this kind of unlikable character, and I never was able to connect with his character and his problems. She also uses a very interesting device linking scenes in which the film goes back from widescreen to kind of 4x3 format, and we're seeing the Mr. Rogers neighborhood toy sets and things like that. So there's like airplanes flying around to suggest that the journalist is flying to Pittsburgh to interview Fred Rogers. That's kind of a linking device that I did not feel worked terribly well. It's a hard film to film because Fred Rogers is such an icon, and yet we're kind of drawn into the world of the journalist, who to me is less interesting. So it wasn't a bad film. I think Hanks will be nominated. I just found the story structure to be interesting and strange, and I'm not sure I really cared about the Matthew Rice character. And he's on screen far more than Fred Rogers.
Well, for me, Fred Rogers is the most interesting character, mm-hmm. and I haven't seen the film yet because he had a life before he became Fred Rogers, and he was a hero, and he's a very interesting character in his own right. And so that part of the story has always intrigued me. And, of course, there was that fantastic documentary
yes.
about Fred Rogers that was, what, a year or two old?
Last year, and I think that's the better film. If you want to see his life and his impact, I think that's the better film. However, as I said, some of the scenes are fascinating when he's interviewing Tom Hanks because Hanks turns it back on him. There's only a couple moments where Hanks, as Rogers, reveals personal things about his life. He's very careful to avoid talking about his private life, how his children felt growing up with Mr. Rogers as their father. That's an interesting scene as well. So it's a feel-good movie because, you know, we know the story arc. This guy is going to go from cynic to a changed person because he encountered Fred Rogers. Again, my problem is And I would liken this to like Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane is not a film about the reporter. The reporter is a vehicle to find out about Charles Foster Kane. And there's a reason that we don't see the reporter in his private life, because it's not that interesting. And I'm not saying the private life of this writer was not interesting, but you have to connect to the characters. I did not connect to his character.
Now, is this a niche for Mariel Heller? Because her other film with Melissa McCarthy was about a writer, of mm-hmm. course, in Extremis. Does she focus on real life stuff?
It's possible. Again, it's great to see a woman director succeeding, but I don't know that there's a pattern yet. The film was not written by her. It was adapted from this Esquire article, and she was signed on as the director. So there's – other than that, there's not a lot in common with the Melissa McCarthy film. That film is much, much darker and actually funnier in parts as well.
It's a great movie.
It
Two
is a
fantastic
great movie,
performances
mm-hmm.
in it, that's for sure.
So a tepid thumbs up on this. I did not like this as well as a lot of people have and some of the critics have.
Well, I love Fred Rogers, so I'm going to A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Now, Fred Rogers was born in 1928. The first Academy Awards, 1929. And there was an award winner for a category that was only given out in 1929. Best Unique and Artistic Picture. What was that?
And that went to Sunrise by the director F.W. Murnau. The Best Picture went to Wings. So that's the last time they separated those films. I suspect like Grand Illusion would have won in 1937 for Unique or Artistic Picture.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.